Bikers, runners, people on their way to work, families with strollers. They all share one thing. Pete's Coffee on the Brentwood corner of Gorham Avenue and San Vicente.
You just feel like you're part of things. It's a busy street corner. People are walking, driving by. They're coming in to get their coffee for the morning. And you feel like you're part of the mix, part of the flow.
That's Susan Stahl. She's part of the reason why Pete's is so busy. Along with the usual morning crowd, Pete's is the finish line for West LA Cycling Club LaGrange. 6 days a week, Stahl and about a dozen other cyclists end their morning rides on the corner of Gorham and San Vicente. Wearing jerseys of aqua blue and red, LaGrange cyclists can cash in on free coffee from Pete's, a team sponsor since 2000.
Hi, how are you doing today?
But it goes beyond free coffee. Six-year LaGrange member and professional cyclist Josh Horwitz said the corner is like a clubhouse.
It's like Cheers. It's like a place where everybody knows your name. It's like a neighborhood bar or something like that, but it's a little healthier atmosphere, I think.
But they didn't always meet on this corner, the corner they now call home.
We used to meet over at Starbucks, and you know, the rides would just sort of dissipate at the end. Everyone would go home, and now it's like everyone has a place to come to.
Horwitz also said Pete's outside corner patio makes it easier for the club to meet after riding.
The layout of this place is great for cyclists because we can stand outside, we can keep an eye on our bikes, there's plenty of tables and chairs for everybody.
And every one of those tables and chairs were full on Friday morning. However, Pete's has only been brewing coffee on this corner since 2000. That's because the corner was where Nicole Simpson ate dinner at an Italian cafe the night she and Ron Goldman were murdered in front of her home in 1994. The restaurant's connection to the double homicide put them out of business. Pete's moved in 3 years later. But mention the incidents to Pete's customers and you might get little or no reaction.
I don't even think about that anymore.
I stopped thinking about that a long time ago.
Horwitz didn't even know.
I never heard of that. Someone will have to tell me that story afterwards.
After filling Horwitz in, I spoke with Pete's manager, Siobhan Alderson. She said the corner's history hasn't changed the amazing community that comes through Pete's.
We have probably one of the highest numbers of regular customers of all the Pete's, so I see almost the same people every morning.
Alderson also said that although customers were wary of the cyclists at first, it didn't take long for them to accept the riders as part of the corner scene. So while the corner of Gorham and San Vicente will always be linked to the O.J. Simpson case, Pete's patrons aren't worried about what happened 12 years ago. Now if only they could find a seat on the outside patio. This is Shayna Glick, Annenberg Radio News.